You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hi, it's John Nemo with App Minute. Thanks for listening every week. We try to keep it short, focused, and informative. Maybe entertaining, but that's not for me to say. Today we're reviewing another audio enhancement product. It's called the iWOW-U. That's spelled I-W-O-W-U, Universal Audio Enhancer. The company is called SRS Labs, and that's their website, srslabs.com. The iWOW-U costs $70, and it is very, very small. The actual audio enhancer is the size of my left pinky, and there's about an inch and a half or 2 inches of cable that come out of either end. You get a good picture of it when you go to their website, srslabs.com. Once it's been charged up using a USB micro to standard USB that you plug into any computer or USB charger to charge it up, takes a couple of hours. The iWOW-U will enhance your audio when connected to a speaker or a set of headphones or any other playback device for up to 5 hours. I've been doing it for several hours and I'm still on my first battery charge. You turn on the SRS iWOW-U by pressing the power button. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, after 3 seconds it comes on. The little SRS logo lights up and the green light comes on. If I press the power button again for 1 second, it'll still be connected to my audio device because I haven't unplugged it, but it turns off the enhancement, which I'll talk about in a moment. But if I just tap the power button, which is also a function button, little round silver button right on the top of the SRS front plate, it toggles between a blue button and a green button. When I look on the back, I can read the instructions are actually on the back. 3 seconds, hold down, power on off, single press enhancement, on off, quick double press, headphone mode, blue LED, car stereo mode, green LED. So I'm currently, let's turn it back on, double tap the green, goes over to blue, double tap the blue, goes over to green. The whole purpose of the iWOW-U is to add a rich, heavy bass, spatial, 3D effect. This is not an audiophile device. It will enhance and improve and super turbocharge and boost your immersive audio experience, but there are no other adjustments. If you're the sort of audiophile or audio nutcase who likes to tweak your EQ and use headphone amplifiers and you're adjusting your treble and bass and all that stuff and playing around with the different equalizers in iTunes, you will get some benefit out of the iWOW-U, but if you use high-end headphones, it's not going to be as good as someone who's just a regular old consumer who doesn't even know there's an equalizer on their device, who just wants their earbuds or their inexpensive headphones to give them a lot of bass and a lot of really high-end excitement. So it just expands and compresses and opens up and delivers an increased audio sonic experience. What you get for $70 is very simple. You get the little SRS iWOW-U, like I said, with the cables coming out of either end. One goes into your player, the other goes into your listening device. You get this little very short charging cable. You get in very brief instructions because it's so easy to use. You get 4 different face plates, pink, red, pale blue, and black, if you don't like the silver one, and that's it. So I want you to buy it or obtain it from a place where you can send it back or return it if you don't like it, because it is different. But when you go to the green, it has one sort of equalizer. When you go to the blue, it has another sort of equalizer. Ironically, I differ with what they say. I have very good headphones from our friends at Skullcandy, that the quick double press for blue, which they call the headphone mode, is way too bassy for me. I'm just too square or too old or too used to a more customized sound. The car stereo mode, which is a green LED, which is what I've got it in right now, sounds better with my Skull Candy headphones. But you can be the judge of that. Either way, you do get a big boost in the car, a big boost in your use of earbuds or headphones, and it's going to sound a little bit expensive at $70, but if you use it and if you like it, if you're a high-quality gamer, then you just want to open up the sound and really get a very, very rich, potent bass and a crisp, bright, powerful treble, this is for you. Thanks for listening. John Nemo, signing off.
When you want a podcast with serious, accurate commentary and analysis.
As Gaz can attest to, I'm an idiot. Gaz, why do you put up with me?
I don't know, actually. Probably because I'm about 3,000 or 4,000 miles away from you.
Oh, yeah, well, that would explain it. That explains a lot about my wife, too. But I don't want to go there right now. If you're in Norway, write it in Swedish, and it'll really just completely blow our minds.
Yeah, that's. I think the universe will implode if that happens. Anyway,
and you're speaking of Donnie, damn it, you've got that theme song. We don't have a theme song. Our show has been on the air since 2004. Well,
excuse me,
and we do not have a cool theme song like the Pocket Size Podcast.
Why did you call him Donnie? His name's Scott.
I just did it again, didn't I?
The G-Man. No one else comes close.